What's good, bruh? What's good, man? What's good, ladies and gents? Welcome to the Justin Blessed Podcast, man. It's a beautiful day to be beautiful and have a beautiful day. You feel me? Man, it's a good day to have a good day, man. Make sure that you got your frequency level to a high frequency, because that's all that I'm tapped into right now. And that's how we gonna connect, man. So make sure y'all tapped in real well and smooth with you, man. Don't let no outside sources, outside forces, outside any of that stuff penetrate your skin, penetrate your garden, penetrate your kingdom, penetrate your empire, man. Penetrate your mind, penetrate your heart. Nah, control all that, because you control it. You accept it. You the one that let it in or you keep it out. It's all on you to believe in yourself, to believe in what you believe, to stand 10 toes down on whatever that might be. Continue to grow, continue to move, continue to be true, and to be true only to God and yourself. You feel me? Hey, bruh, welcome to Justin Bless Podcast. Life is good, life is great, life is beautiful. I'm gonna say it again. Life is good, life is great, life is beautiful. Remember to always give thanks for all that you have, because there's someone out there that's willing to kill for what you have. You feel me? And if you want more, you gotta be grateful for what you have currently. You feel me? It's like if you give somebody a gift, let's say on Christmas, their birthday, or just a random gift, right? Let's say you got them a toy, and the toy is the first one that come out, and they love that toy, man. They say thank you a couple times to you, just be like, man, and you see them using it, and you see them like being grateful for it, and just stuff like that, man, just expressing that love, right? And let's say another one comes out. Let's say it's an upgraded version of that toy. You'll be more willing to give them that number two, that upgrade version, because you've seen how much joy that first one brought them, and that bringing them joy brought you joy, and joy is contagious. So you're going to get them the upgraded number two version, because that's going to bring you more joy, and that's going to bring them even more joy. You feel me? That's how it is with life. That's what I truly believe. So always be grateful for the position that you are in and the things that you have, and also the things that you don't have. You feel me? We don't want them to see diseases like Ebola and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So we grateful for that. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. Man, Lord, thank you for my podcast. Thank you for my shoes. Thank you for my socks. Thank you for my clothes. Thank you for running water to wash my body, drinking water to drink and hydrate my body. You feel me? Food to eat, food in the fridge, money that I make today, money that I made yesterday, and the money that I'm going to continue to make, the multiple sources of income that I'm blessed with. Thank you. You feel me? Thank you for my vision, my smell, my hearing, my taste, my feel. You feel me? Thank you for my creative thinking. I'm grateful for it all. I'm grateful for my job at Wells Fargo. I'm grateful for the new big opportunity that's soon to be open. I'm thankful for my bed, my pillow, man. Just so much things just to be grateful and thankful for. Don't let none of that go unnoticed, man. Because just like that, even blink of an eye, you can disappear. Man, if you haven't followed me already on social media, follow your boy, man, at Justin Bless _. At Justin Bless _. That's TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, the whole thing, the whole nine yards and plus some. You feel me? Yeah. Hey, man. Hey. How your boy feeling, man? How y'all feeling? How your boy feeling? How y'all feeling, man? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ecstatic. I'm feeling like I'm on cloud nine, bruh. Like, I'm there, nigga. Like, bruh, my renovation is basically done. It's basically done, bro. It's basically done, bro. It's basically done, bro. Bro, we just got little things to do, bro. Little things, bro. 3 days. My goal is to do it in what? 21 days, bro. I started that. I started that. My tenants moved out on the 2nd. Yeah, they moved out on a Saturday. That was the 2nd. I went over there. So I technically started my renovation, right? On the 3rd. Because I started like moving everything. And that's when me and my boy, Aaron, was up in there and moving everything and taking all the junk that they left and all that. And that podcast I released on the 5th of July, I explained that, well, some of it, right? And bruh, yesterday was the 10th day. Today's the 11th day. You feel me? My goal was 21 days, which is 3 weeks. Bruh, I'm shattering that goal, that projected return. Bruh, God is good. God is great. I'm so grateful, so thankful for the opportunity, for the breath that I'm able to breathe, the oxygen I'm able to receive. My heartbeat, the blood, man, my bed, the roof over my head. Like I said, bro, I'm so grateful. I'm just in a grateful mood. I try to be grateful for a lot of things, everything, my car, bruh. Everything, every single day, bruh. And me being grateful, me saying the things that I say and I speak those into existence really come to fruition, bro. I'm gonna give y'all this thing right here. Let me try to find it so I can give you guys the exact, like that. Damn, my throat. Give y'all the exact thing, bro. So I can deliver you this story. All right, there it is, bruh. So before the renovation started, I went to Home Depot, so I had to get appliances, right? And I think I told y'all that on the podcast. I'm pretty damn sure. Oh yeah, I did. So on June 26th. The 26th of June, bruh, I go to Home Depot getting appliances. This nigga asked me, right? He asked me this right here. He was like, hey, when are you going to come pick it up? I was like, well, my boy is the one that's doing construction, so he's the one that's going to come pick it up. Shouts to my boy, Alfredo. That's my man do the damn thing, and he look out for your boy's pockets, and he's a great, genuine human being. So I greatly appreciate him, and one day, bro, I'm going to bless him soon, man. When I'm up, bro, I'm going to bless this guy in a big way, bro. Real talk, I'm going to bless this guy in a big way. Probably give this nigga a nice-ass truck, bro. Like, fully loaded. Just a fully loaded truck, bro. That's what I'm going to bless him with, man. That's the thing. I'm blessing with a fully loaded truck, bro. I know this guy loves his trucks. I'm going to get it blacked out, bro. Black on everything. Just blacked out, bro. Fully loaded truck, bro. System in it. Just customized, bro. Just blacked out. Murder out. You know what I mean? Type of thing. And I'm going to do it like matte black. Everything blacked out, bro. I'm going to have it like the lights is going to be like black and red, bruh. The brake pads are gonna be, I'm gonna have them joints red. Like, it's gonna go hard, bro. I'm telling you. And that's what I'm gonna bless my mans with, bruh, because he has helped your boy out tremendously. He has held your boy down, especially when it came to his remodel stuff, bruh. Cause I'm in a field that I don't know, and buddy's really helping me out. Like, man, he that guy. For real, he that guy for real, and I greatly appreciate all the help he has done for your boy. But anyways, all right, back to the story. But God shout him out. So thank you, God, for bringing Alfredo into my life. It's a crazy story because we linked up and we was cool somewhat before I was even in this investor field I'm in. I always had this dream and this vision, but I didn't share it with him back then. And then he was doing something totally different. He was washing cars. Bro, it's wild how it all work out. Because the thing is, man, life don't happen to you. It happens for you. Man, remember that. Life don't happen to you. It happens for you. For whatever that it is, man, it's God written. You feel me? Jay-Z said that. And he said that a long time ago. And I believe he's always having that perspective of gratefulness on display. And that's why he continue to be blessed. Like, man, it happens for you, bro. For me to have my property, man, happen for me, man. You know what I mean? With hard work, of course, behind it, but it happens, man. It happens for me, man, because God written, God plan, God engineer. You know, You feel me? All right, so back to it. So the 26th of January, I went to Home Depot to get the appliances. Buddy was like, yo, like, when you gonna come pick it up? Blah, blah, blah. We can't get it all delivered to the house because these are special things that need to get picked up at the joint, at the place. And I was like, I don't know. Like, he's working, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, we need a date, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking in my head, man, I'm trying to calculate some stuff, trying to see what happened, how things are going to go. Maybe so, maybe this, maybe that. And I'm like, man, let's go with July 11th, which was on Monday. He's like, oh, okay, July 11th. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, hold on. No, let's do July 12th. He's like, July 12th? That's the date? I was like, yeah, that's the date. He's like, come pick up the refrigerator and microwave. And dude was like, all right, I'm gonna put that down. Buddy put that down. Bruh, when I tell you, you do not know the power that you have in your tongue, bruh, is unmatched, undeniable, bruh. For real, man. Especially when you speak with it with conviction and belief and or say it multiple times or whatever the case might be, man. That's gonna have you vibrating on a high frequency and stuff like that. Bro, I said this, bro. And bruh, on the 12th of July, Alfredo went, and the thing is, I didn't even tell Alfredo to go. You feel me? I just put that date there so they could just have it there and just Alfredo come pick it up, whatever. It's not that they're gonna ship the joint back or, you know what I mean, something like that or whatever. They're gonna just hold it. They just don't wanna hold it. But I picked that date, and sure enough, man, without me telling Alfredo any of this stuff, bro, my man went on July 12th, that was Tuesday, to go pick it up. Remember, the first date I picked was the 11th, but something in me was like, nah, let's go with the 12th. You feel me? I was like, let's switch it to the 12th. Went to the 12th, bro, and sure enough, bro, on the 12th, this nigga go pick it up. I ain't tell him nothing, bro. Man, bro, you can speak into existence, real talk. When I tell you this, man, I mean this, bro. I'm going to have a huge platform that I'm going to speak to millions of people all around the world, bro. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to experience dope cultures and stuff like that. I'm going to have multiple homes on different coasts. For real. I'ma have over $20 million of real estate in Arizona alone, bruh. I'ma have way more than that all around the world, but 20 mil in Arizona alone, bruh. Real talk. I'ma create this big blessed sign in Arizona that millions of tourists, that's going to be, I'm going to create a blessed sign that's going to become a tourist attraction, bro. Real talk, bro. I'm going to buy land and create this blessed sign that's going to be that, bruh. Tourism attraction, bruh. In Arizona, bruh. Trust. Going to happen. All around the world, people going to come see it, bruh. I'm telling you, take pictures of it upon pictures of it, bruh. I got big goals, big aspirations, man. I'm nowhere near living my American dream, but I'm getting to it. Trust. This one dude hit me today. His name Josh. I haven't spoke to this nigga in like 5 years, bruh. Like something like that. Long time ago. I don't remember the last time I seen this nigga. I think I went to Chipotle's the last time I seen this nigga. It was something like that. Or I seen him at the gym. It was one of them two, right? So, this nigga hit me up today. He was like, yo, what's up, my dude? And bro, I don't got this nigga number. You feel me? Like, it's been years. Like, I don't be saving people's. I save people's numbers. But after a certain amount of time, nigga, if we ain't talking, there's no need. It just fade away. So, bro, you're not about to just be keeping, like, space up in my phone, yo. And that's just my life, period. We ain't got time for none of that. You feel me? Obviously, you ain't cherish the relationship, so nigga, you gotta go. You ain't cherish it like that. I ain't saying we didn't grow apart or whatever the case is, but you ain't add me in your plan, which is great, which is cool. I ain't complaining. It is what it is, part of life. We ain't hold no grudges against nobody. But that's how I win. That's how it goes. So I delete the nigga number. So buddy hit me today. I don't even know how he still got my number, right? But I guess people keep people's numbers. I guess I'm the exception that just don't keep people's numbers. He hit me. Yo, what's up, my dude? I'm like, yo, who this? He's like, it's Josh. I'm like, nigga. Like, that explains a lot. Nigga, what the hell? You ain't the only nigga named Josh in this world that I might have ran into. So I said, yo, from Wells Fargo? I know Josh from Wells Fargo. I've been working there. You know what I mean? And he was like, nah, from school. I'm like, nigga, what? You feel what I'm saying? Like, what the hell does that mean, from school, bro? Like, tell me something. In my head, I click in my head. I'm like, is this the nigga with the tattoo on his forearm? Because I went with him to go get his first tattoo, which is on his forearm. So I said, forearm tattoo? And he was like, yes, sir. And like, then he started like talking and stuff like that, right? And he said, I see you finally got what you always talked about. And I told this nigga, I'm like, yeah, bruh, I was a plane back then. Even though I didn't know where to start, I just knew I was going to get it by any means, bruh. And he's like, man, I'm so proud of you. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. First off, I don't need nobody to be proud of me. You feel me? Cause I don't do this for nobody. I do this for little Justin that knew I was going to be somebody, knew I was going to be a star, knew I was going to own property, knew I was just going to get it, brother. Something special about me that was going to happen. And it's revealing itself. It is happening, bruh. You feel me? This nigga knew. I told this nigga, I told a lot of other, not a lot, but a select few other niggas what I was going to do. I was going to get these apartments, bro. And they're like, yeah, yeah, I want to do this too, blah, blah, blah. And like all this other stuff. And the thing is, people talk just to talk, bro. And I say this all the time. And it's funny because my girl, she be thinking like, why do you guys say that all the time? Because I got to remind niggas, and I got to remind her too. Don't come to me on some bullshit, bruh. Don't come to me just talking and just being like, yeah, I'm going to do this too. Yo, I got this goal, blah, blah, blah. This nigga, fuck all that, bruh. If you're not going to do it, don't tell me you're going to do it. I don't got time to be like on some little hippie
hooray, like, oh my goodness, you're a nigga. I don't give a fuck about any of that, bro. It's no disrespect. It's just like, bro, a lot of people have said a lot of shit to me that ain't none of it happened. And the thing is, they ain't, it's not like it didn't happen and they gave 110% blood, sweat, and tears and shit didn't happen. You feel me? It's like niggas pursue it just a little bit or they just talk about it. Like, nigga, we ain't got no time for none of that. Nigga, you wasting air, wasting breath. Stop saying that shit to me. I don't give a fuck, bruh. Come to me. Come to the table when you got something to offer, nigga. I got a multi-million dollar friend, bruh. Well, I ain't gonna call him my friend. He more like a mentor in a way for real estate. Bruh, I don't hit this nigga up. I don't do all that, bruh, unless I'm able to bring something to the table, bruh. If I got like 10 questions lined up, you're bringing something to the table, bruh. It don't always have to be bread. It don't always got to be an idea. It can be like, bro, you got some real thoughtful questions. Man, I thought about these and I just want to ask you. That's bringing something to the table. You feel me, nigga? It can be a little at that. Show them and let them know, nigga, I am not playing about my dreams. Hey, can you help me out? I got this. This is my question, bro. What do you think about this? Like, you lead the conversation and show, like, yo, this nigga really about it. You feel? But anyways, back then, a lot of niggas said a lot of shit. They said they wanted to do the same thing that I'm doing with owning complexes and stuff like that. None of them niggas own none of that shit. Not even close, bro. All them niggas is like, no disrespect to regular niggas or anything like that, but these niggas regular niggas. You feel me? These niggas had some big dreams to be some special niggas and some niggas that Nipsey Hussle talked about. A select few niggas made it out and they cracked the code, bro. They wouldn't be niggas like that, but they didn't have the discipline. They didn't know what the fuck sacrifice means, man. And consistency. They don't know what that shit is. There's no consistency. It's doing a whole bunch of dumb shit over and over again. And then they wonder why their lives is the way that it is. Or the consistency is only 2 days. Or it's on and off. Nah, consistency is every day, even those days that you don't feel like it. Because if when you don't feel like it, those are the most important days, nigga. Some days I ain't feel like recording this pod, but I was up in here recording it. I told myself, bro, I'm dropping 2 podcasts a week for at least a year straight before I can be like, yo, I'm done with the podcast. I want to give this shit 100%, bro. A lot of these people out here not giving nothing 100%. Give it 100% consistently and give yourself a date. Like if it's 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, not no 1 day, 2 day. Lame shit, bro. That's not consistency, bro. Go through the motions. Go through all the motions. Anger, sadness, happiness, and all that stuff. And still be consistent. Multiple times going through those emotions. Then come talk to me, bro. But anyways, he was one of the guys that said he was going to do something. End up doing a whole bunch of nonsense and a whole bunch of nothing. You feel me? Nothing compared to like what he wanted to do. I'm not talking about like 9-to-5 workers and because I still work at Wells Fargo. It's not, I'm not dissing them or, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I'm just saying, like, if you said you was gonna do something, I'm talking about them niggas that ain't do nothing and end up just doing nothing. Like, stop, nigga. You feel me? So where was I at? Lost my train of thought, nigga. I'm just rambling. I'm going, you feel me? Nigga, hyped and geeked. But yeah, he texted me that and everything like that. And I'm just like, nigga, I told y'all, bro. I told y'all. And I could have got it sooner if I would have tapped in to this mindset I got now. But it is what it is, bro. Life happened for me. You feel me? It happened for me, bro. We here now. Connected with Sauce and all that happened for me, man. I got a great tenant in unit 2. This thing of pay on time happened for me, bro. I'm going to have a great tenant in unit 1 soon. You feel me? I'm talking soon, man. I'm about to take these pictures this weekend, do my my video for my marketing so I can put it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. and have that mug going like crazy. You feel me? Man, we're making great things happen, man. God is good. God is great. And I'm thankful for it all. Thankful to be in this position, bro. I don't take it for granted. Never, bro. Because I can be worse off. For real. Whew. Man. I was just going. But yeah, bro. Don't do none of that goofy stuff, man. With yourself. To yourself. That's the thing that I understand, but I don't understand, bro. Like, don't do that to yourself, man. Don't say something you're going to do when you know damn well you're not going to do it, bro. That's when, like, a lot of people be telling me stuff. I'd be like, all right, we'll see. Because, bro, I got to see it. I ain't believing no niggas' words over some just face value. Nah, nigga, I did that too many times. And I try to bank on niggas, too. And I'm just like, yo, they're not being consistent. Then I turn the cheek and nah, nigga, they gonna get, they said it. They said this, they said that, nigga. Fuck all that. They said, fuck that, nigga. Show me something, bro. Niggas do a whole lot of talking, bro. We ain't got no time for none of that shit, bro. But man, let me tell y'all something, though. Went on this little rant. But at the same time, it's like a grateful rant. You feel me? Like it's motivational, but it's straightforward. It's blunt. It's gratitude. It's all of it all mixed in one, bro. That's who your boy is. You know what I mean? It's get rich or die trying. You feel me? It's gratitude over negativity. Bruh, it's God over everything, bruh. That's and it's straightforward over phony or goofy. You feel what I'm saying, bruh? That's who Justin is, man. And the thing is, I ain't get this way by just talking about it. I ain't get this way by thinking about it. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't get this way by being a people pleaser or any of that shit. Nah, nigga. Used to be all that. Cut all that off. I didn't do it for nobody else but myself. That's what I said when the dude said he proud of me. I was like, bro, I don't need y'all to be proud of me, bro. I just need that little Justin that knew he was going to be somebody one day, bro, to be proud of me. And I know when I get there, that little Justin's going to come. In a spear form. And tell me. I'm proud of you, Justin. We did it. That's when. Your boy get drop some tears. And I got a vision in my mind too. When it's going to go down. I got this vision, bro. I promise you it's going to happen. Because I'm going to go hard as fuck. Don't matter what's in front of me. What's going on. I'm going for it, bruh. I am going for it, bruh. Trust me, man. I ain't stopping for nobody, bruh. I done it before. I stopped before. I got derailed and stuff like that, man. By some pussy, bruh. Effed up a lot of things, bro, especially with my brand. Effed up a lot of things. Goals and all. That's why I understand now, bro. Fuck all that, man. I got a purpose, man. I'm going to live that shit to the fullest, bro. You rock on me, you rock on me. If you not, get the fuck on, bro. Move around. Don't got time for it, bro. And I've been through some stuff just like everybody else been through some stuff. So that makes me normal. But the difference between me and them is I ain't stop, bro. I ain't give up on myself. There's no way that life's going to freaking make me give up on myself. Feel me? Niggas going to get it. Niggas going to make it happen. Niggas is going to go, grow, travel the world, experience different type of cultures and foods and different type of weather, bro. Different type of just smelling the air. You know what I mean? Just like, I've been to multiple states, but man, I've been to Canada as well. That's dope. I've been to Haiti as well. And that was dope in its own way. And it's like giving me that gratitude mindset because of Haiti. Canada was dope because it was like, man, people are so polite here. And then I love the cold. So like it was cold over there, like putting on the jacket. Yeah, I put on multiple layers. Man, walking through the snow, like, ah, bro, like, it was dope, you know what I mean? And, bro, like, I know there's so much more out there for me because life is happening for me, bro. My vision board, bro, I just start getting focused on it and looking at it, like, more intensively, you know what I mean? More serious, spending more time looking at it and stuff like that, because before your boy wasn't doing that. Like it was there and I see it and I know it's and subconsciously it's in my mind. Like I know it's on the vision board and it's gonna happen. But thing is, man, you can't have a vision board not putting no action, bro. You can't manifest nothing not putting no action towards, bro. You can't think of something, anything's gonna happen because you ain't actively going towards it. You feel what I'm saying? So, bruh, push on forward and make great things happen, bruh. If you haven't created a vision board, I highly suggest you create a vision board. You feel me? Wild thing about it, bruh, like this one dude at work, I ain't gonna say his name, but he's a gay dude. And I never connected with no gay dude on like friendship level. Like, yo, he cool and stuff like that. Because every gay dude, I feel like, I don't know, they be trying too hard, like, to let them know they out there. I'm like, bro, we understand. All right, cool, chill. Then they let that be like their whole embodiment. Like, bro, like, relax. You know what I mean? But this dude was actually cool. Like, talked about different things. Like, you know what I mean? Shit was straight and stuff like that. And we're talking about like vision boards and stuff. And nigga was telling me, because I'm doing training, because I'm on this new team, like I told y'all. I'm doing training. And he was talking about vision boards. And I was wild because he just started talking about it. Because I don't speak about that stuff unless I really feel I'm a, you know what I mean? Like, because a lot of people say a lot of shit, bro. Just like I said all the time. And he was like, yeah, my vision board, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, man, I got a vision board too. And like, spoke about it and stuff like that. And it's, it's funny, bro. Like, it's not funny, but it's cool. Cause God, like I said, life happens to you. I mean, not to you. Life happens for you. You feel me? And that's such a dope thing and such a real thing. And with my vision board, with my property, like, it's just cool thing. Just open my perspective on things. Like, it's fly, man. Like, my girl, like, man, just real fly things, man. When you open that perspective of just gratification, man, just showing that gratitude for everything that you have, man, from even if you're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, bruh, enjoy that mug. When you eat, bruh, eat, bruh. You know what I mean? Enjoy it. Taste the flavors. Taste the filling. You feel me? When you grind, grind, bruh. Grind. Feel the sweat. Understand what the sweat means. Blood, sweat, and tears. All that, bruh. Feel it. Understand it. Embrace it. Become friends with it. Because them emotions, God gave it to you for a reason. Now, you feel me? Right now, act right now, bro. And the thing is, man, I don't even go on these rants just to speak some motivational stuff. But this was in my heart for me to deliver this message. And I hope it reaches whoever that it needs to reach. I'm not going to say that. The people that it needs to reach. Because there's multiple people that I'm put on this earth to inspire in a big, big, big way. You feel me? Life is good. Life is great, man. I am thankful for each and every single one of y'all that listen to me or that have listened to me. They might not be listening no more. Or they haven't listened in a minute. They're missing out on all this great, positive content. You feel me? I'm grateful for them. The people that share the podcast. Make sure you share it too. Like I said, with your friends, family. Friends, family, foes, and hoes, man. Share it, share it, share it, share it. You feel me? Like I was saying, bro, I'm grateful. So you be grateful. Before you go to sleep today, or before you do anything else today, if you got at least 5 minutes or so, just run down 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes. You should dedicate more time to yourself. I'm being light on y'all. But you got like 5 minutes or so to spare for yourself. Not spare, to invest in yourself, in your energy, in your being, in your spirit, in your relationship with God, in your relationship with yourself. Man, be grateful. Just run it down. It don't matter what it is. Run it down, bro. I'm so thankful that I have a chapstick right here, bro, right here, right now, because it's hot in Arizona. And I am so blessed. I have the funds to purchase chapstick, bro. I just put that mug on right now. Because my lips will be dry, cracking, peeling, blisters, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm so grateful for that chapstick. So I'm thankful for the funds I was able to make to purchase the chapstick. You feel me? Bro, it don't matter what it is. It could be as small as that. It can be bigger. You feel me? Much bigger than that. Just run it down, bro. Just speak. Don't think too much. Just speak, bro. Just whatever it might be, just speak it on, man. Just speak it on. And, bro, we don't close it out like that, man, because life is great. Life is beautiful. God is good. God is great. You feel me, man? Thank you. Yo, it's only right that I play this beat. You feel me? And the thing is, it's from that boy Jay-Z. You feel? And the funny thing about it, I didn't really start getting in tune and listening to Buddy speak or musically until he started really spitting that game and that business. When he starts talking about business, talking about, bro, he on a crazy different frequency. He's not just all people just look at, oh, he, man, he rich, bro. He different, bro. The thing is, he went through therapy and a whole bunch of other things to get to where he got get to the way that he moved and think. It's different, bro. And it's a dope thing, man. Remember, life don't happen to you, it happens for you, man. It happens in your favor, and you gotta believe it. You feel me? The universe is working in your favor, never against you. You feel me? God is blessing you for you. God is blessing you
with you. God is with you in every step of the way and every journey of the way, man. It's going to be great and beautiful, man. The more that you are grateful, the more that you are thankful, man, the more blessings you are going to receive, bro. You feel me? Before we close out, I just like to say thank you to my girl, Taylor. I never say her name, but yo, thank you for my girl, Taylor. Thank you for my sisters. Thank you for everybody support me. Thank you for my car. Thank you for my shoes. Thank you for my vision, my hearing, and all the above, man. Thank you, God. And thank you for this podcast, because this podcast right here means dear to me. Thank you very much, man. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.